Thank you to our new jingle from Pure Mind. Wow, Shelly was taken aback by that. She's choking. You need the Heimlich maneuver?
Wasn't there an O in the middle of that?
Pure Mind? Pure Mind?
No.
There was an O in the middle.
Bring up that logo again.
I saw that logo. Hold on. Pure Mind.
No, it's not Pure Mind.
Oh. It's now Pure Mind with an O in the middle.
Now that I've said that, let me look. No, it's Pure Mind.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you to Pure Mind for our new Recovery 101 jingle.
I didn't know that
which
we
haven't heard
where
yet.
Where is it?
It's in your email. Okay. That's where I got it from.
Oh, wow.
I like it that I can find stuff in Shelly's email, and apparently she never even saw it.
I only open the email once a week.
Yeah, well, we got it a week and a half ago, so there you go.
You need to check your emails a little more often.
In the Gmail account?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that there today.
I don't know what to tell you. It's there. Anyway, thanks to those guys for doing us a jingle.
How is it?
And
it's a jingle?
It's a jingle.
Okay.
It's awesome. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet!
Dude!
Oh, forgot the disclaimer. We don't speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRIMMDRAHAPA.
Yeah, we know.
MOUSE.
We know. Yeah, we know.
We don't speak for nobody.
We got it.
Except ourselves.
Yeah,
we understand.
We know the theory.
Yeah, but for legal purposes, everyone else has to understand.
Whose legal purposes?
Who's ever?
You afraid the AA police are going to come get us?
Yeah, really. Aren't we an outside issue to them?
Yeah.
They shouldn't really be doing anything else. Unless we try and use their logo for something.
I think I'd be more afraid of the NA police.
Well, they'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
The AA people come in and try and reason with the NA people just come in on their Harleys and just fucking kick over shit in the studio.
Bunch of guys on bikes with leather jackets in the bottom. The bottom rocker panel just reads death.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you something.
You guys have a great feeling about NA,
listen,
don't you?
Those guys,
no, I love NA.
No, listen, those guys
They don't take any prisoners. No, they kick butt.
Those guys will do that. They'll come in, and then you'll notice one of them will have brought coffee.
Yes, exactly.
He'll have and he's got a smiley face on the back of his leather jacket says, I'm a friend of Jimmy K.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Banter time. What do we got to banter about? Anything good? Anything interesting happening lately?
There's something interesting happening this week.
What's happening this week? Our benefactors coming in?
Recovery 101 sponsored in part by Bill P. Guess who's showing up?
Bill P. By the time the show goes up, we can say, wow, Bill, we had a great time with you.
Yep, we did.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. I'm so glad. I was so glad to see you.
We live our life 2 weeks in the future anyway.
We do. Yeah, whatever happened to one day at a time?
Yeah.
We're congratulating him on what a great time we had. He's not even here yet. Because that's when the show's going to go up.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah.
So that means...
What do you mean?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. I'm like all cut up in this cream cheese and salsa dip we've got going here. So while Shelly's reading news.
Yeah, he's going to scarf the rest of it.
Shovel? We'll just move that over onto your lap to make it easier to get to?
Yeah.
I would do the news, but I don't know where it is.
It's under there.
Can I minimize this?
Close that. Uh-huh.
Okay. No. There it is.
Move that.
Okay.
Nope. Tab that.
Okay.
All right.
Shelly's so technically savvy.
We have shout-outs to Greg V., our new contributor.
Sweet.
Brian, Donald, Bill, Phil, and I think Deborah.
Where's Katie?
Hey, Fran.
Katie did not send anything this week, but we should give a shout out to Katie anyway. And Fran, our number one Fran.
Fran.
Oh, by the way.
Where's all the Florida stories?
Yeah, we need some more Florida stories, Fran. By the way, big W for the Titans.
They did.
It's preseason.
They still won.
I'll tell you one. My Chicago Bears won. Hell yeah, beat the Raiders.
The Bears. Everybody beats the Raiders.
Yeah.
tell my sponsee Alan that. Actually, I got to tell you, Alan's son, I have a guy in the program. Oh, you know what? I can't say what his son's name is because that'll front off dad. His son's a running back for a college team, and he is definitely getting scouted. He's got, like, last year he had, like, 12 or 1,400 yards as a running back. And he's been being scouted actively by numerous professional teams right now. He's a senior.
Oh.
Awesome. Anyway, we're in Boston. Angelique Dormaville. Actually, the weird thing is her name, her last name reads Dorm Evil.
All right.
All right.
Angelique Dorm Evil, but I think it's Dormeville. And
I like Dorm Evil better.
Tomato, tomato.
Dorm Evil, Dormeville.
You know, they're on a little trip there, tourists. They see Mark Wahlberg. Very exciting because Wahlberg lives in Boston.
Marky Mark.
Yes, and run up and say, oh, can we get your picture? Can we get your picture? And he says, sure. He poses for a picture with him, gives him an autograph, a little chit-chat, yada, yada. However, when they ran up, they said,
where's the other shoe going to drop on this one?
However, when they ran up and said, oh, we love your movies, Matt Damon. Now, Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg are in a movie together. Currently.
Pain and Gain?
No, not currently. It was in 2006, The Departed. Oh. Sorry, it was an older movie. They both live in Boston. Mm-hmm. They're both from Boston, and they knew each other before they were famous. So Wahlberg, when she found out that what she'd done, and she posted on Facebook, he found out about it through friends of friends of friends of friends, whatever, posted on her page. What he posted was, close enough. Don't
nice.
Worry about it.
You recognize I was a star. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. You recognize me.
Yeah. You know what? That never happens to us. It did happen one time. We were up in Angels Camp, Northern California, and I handed someone a business card, and I said, oh, this is a show we do, Recovery 101. And she goes, oh, you're Bruce. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, from the Recovery 101 radio show. And I'm like, why? Why, yes, I am. And she goes, oh, I love Shelley.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm like,
everybody
bitch.
Loves Shelley.
I'm like, bitch.
I shared in a meeting one time when somebody came up to me and said something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Was something good?
You're the guy from the radio show.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize your voice. Okay.
Nice.
Nobody ever says that to me.
I love Shelley.
Yeah.
We're in Salt Lake City.
Well, this has got to be from Brian.
Yes. A former county sheriff's deputy was sentenced to prison after
for shooting the sheriff.
He's going to spend 18 months in federal prison, and he's going to have 1 year of supervised release after that for. Performing illegal strip searches of women that he had pulled over on the side of the road.
Did he leave a dollar in their G-string?
Wait. Wait, is this a bad thing or is this Hero of the Week? I can't remember.
No, this is a bad thing. Okay. He was pulling women over.
We're ready to grab the kazoos.
We got the kazoos at the ready.
Well, the thing is, I'm wondering how these women are. I mean, this takes a special kind of stupid when a cop pulls you over, finds out that your insurance has expired or whatever, and says that he needs to verify her identity by seeing any tattoos. So he gets them to take off their clothes.
That is a special kind of stupid.
I'm thinking.
What, on the side of the road?
Yeah. Now, admittedly, he
is
in the wrong.
Joke?
No, admittedly, he is wrong.
Because this sounds like a blonde joke.
Clearly
he does. He got caught. The way he got caught is like the fifth or sixth time he did it. Other women came up and said, hey, he did that to me after this woman said, finally, somebody said, wait a minute, you can't do that. And called the police station and complained.
You can't do that.
Duh.
I have a badge and a gun. I have a lot of leeway.
Yeah, I'd say at the moment you'd probably submit just because it's a cop.
No, I wouldn't.
Kicking the pews back.
Well, we have a... I don't know where that skunk lives. We must live around here somewhere.
See, I don't smell it.
You will in a minute. I'll closer to the door.
Anyway, we're still in Salt Lake City. Elizabeth,
so we're still
Ashley,
from Brian.
Elizabeth Ashley Morrison.
Three names.
Uh-oh.
She is up for negligent homicide and two counts of DUI.
Yep.
She wasn't up for, she was convicted of that. She got a year in jail and 6 months probation. Then she's going to have to drive with an ignition interlock device, which means she's going to have to bring a sober buddy with her to breathe into the tube.
Blow my car?
Yes, come and blow my car. I'm trying to figure out what the, this is why she got, this is why I was ticked off about it. She got 1 year in jail. She killed somebody in that last DUI.
Oh, that's bad.
Why? One year.
1 year for killing somebody?
Yeah.
Shelley?
What?
The gal that ran moderation management?
Yeah.
Killed two people.
Oh, she killed a family of four.
No, she killed two. I looked it up the other day.
Oh, I thought
she killed two people in a head-on collision. She had a half-empty bottle of vodka with her. She got probation.
How did she get probation and manage to kill herself in jail?
Maybe, well, I don't know. It didn't say how she died.
The guilt.
Maybe she got arrested again for something. I don't know.
The other half a bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, her blood alcohol level at that last crash was 0.08, which is exactly the legal limit.
Right on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like one beer.
Well.
That's a weird thing. You look at that. It's like, I'm an alcoholic. It's like, one beer? It's like, man, I don't even get warmed up on that. I mean, I need like four or five to get warmed up. I drive better after one beer.
In Moscow.
On the Hudson.
This story.
Comrade.
In the Siberian region of something I'm not going to be able to pronounce, Krasnojarsk. There we go. Investigators called a doctor. They called a surgeon because they had arrested a drug mule that they believed had swallowed the product and swallowed the heroin balloons.
Uh-huh.
So they called a surgeon to come and take the balloons out of the mule, which he did.
Uh-huh.
After he did and he drove off, he left the hospital or whatever, the police realized that some of the drugs were missing.
Whoa. He took them drugs with him.
The doctor stole the heroin, stole a bunch of the heroin. Now he's up for 15 years.
The harunt?
Yeah. Now, it doesn't say in the story, interestingly enough, it says there's no information. There's no, we don't know what happened to the mule or his fate or anything.
I wonder how they know how many bags of heroin were supposed to be in there.
The x-ray.
Probably,
Yeah, there you go. Mark being all logical and technical.
Being all legal and everything.
Yeah, being all CSI over here.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if we actually got... if we
CSI Recovery 101.
Did we make it to the story about the Riverton, Utah pageant winner who...
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Another Utah story? This is Utah trifecta?
Yes, the Utah trifecta. Kendra Gill. She was Miss Riverton. She was named Miss Riverton this year. She's given up her crown.
Is she
was charged...
With that name?
Did you look her up?
Sounds like she should be.
Yeah. I mean, there's a picture of her on the story.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she's cute.
Okay.
She was, they haven't been convicted of anything yet, but she and her friends.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Were tossing bottle bombs from a moving car. And it scared a bunch of people, and people thought, you know, this is a big, huge, hairy deal because what if somebody got hurt? They were throwing bottles out the window.
That's a special kind of stupid.
It is a special kind of stupid, but the thing is, this is the special kind of stupid that teenagers have been doing for 100 years.
And they all go to jail if they do.
But bottle bombs, aren't those Molotov cocktails?
No. They put cleaning chemical in plastic bottles and threw them out of the car, and then when they hit the pavement, they would explode.
Ah.
Nothing caught on fire. There wasn't any, you know, it was just, it was a pressure thing.
Dry ice in a bottle of water will do that.
Yeah, yeah. If you did that, you could cause, like, another car to, like, swerve out of the lane. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff could happen.
Yeah, I guess it could. I mean, there wasn't any traffic around.
Because, you know, if someone threw a bottle out in front of your car and it exploded on the ground, you wouldn't swerve?
Yeah, if there had been another car around on these.
So there was nobody around.
Well, it was late at night. Happened. This is not a real big town. I don't know. I just...
What's Riverton?
I'm confused.
They didn't aim the bottle at anyone. They were just throwing them out the window straight down, like on the road as they were driving along.
So they're just screwing around.
They're just messing around.
Probably if it's one of those things where it's a chemical reaction, by throwing it out of a moving car, it shakes it up really good and probably explodes it really fast.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is that...
Are hazmat teams needed to clean it up?
I'll bet they brought them.
That would
Well, she's up on a felony now because of this.
But she's... pretty.
So that doesn't matter.
She'll walk. She'll walk on the felony.
But she's pretty.
Well, was she and a couple of
other...
Did
the guy strip surger?
Of her high school friends who were doing this, they were just riding around. Nobody was drinking. It wasn't... They just
did something
stupid.
They're lucky they didn't get pulled over by the guy in the other Utah story.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see if you got any tattoos.
Any tattoos. Yeah. And finally, this out of Newstead, New York... police were called to a McDonald's in Newstead, New York, apparently about 2 a.m. on Saturday because there was a car parked in the
drive-thru. Yeah, that's where they always fall asleep at.
It was parked, but the car was still running.
Yeah.
Guy was asleep, dead asleep behind the wheel. So they tested him. His BAC was 0.14%.
Ooh.
Because the car was running and he was in the drive-thru lane, they charged him with a DUI.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have to. They can charge you with a DUI if your keys are in the ignition and your car's completely turned off.
I guess so. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back, Shelley.
To that same old place that you laughed about.
Though the names have all changed since you've been around. Shelley, pick up your mic so you can get involved. Oh, she doesn't even know where Mike is. Look at that. She's so busy stuffing her face with cream cheese. Watch it. You're going to drip on yourself.
Nice stop. All right.
Saved her. So, Shelley, what's the topic? You named it. Come on.
I don't remember now.
Skating.
Skating.
Skating around the edges.
There you go.
Skating the edges. There you go.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does that mean, Bruce?
You don't know what the topic is and you named it? Oh, Mike.
It was ages ago.
What that guy in the iTunes review said? Shelley's indifference is amazing.
It's not indifference. It's I'm with Youthheimer's. I can't remember anything that happened 20 minutes ago.
We named like six topics. I think we combined like two of them to make this one.
Do you remember what it is, Mark?
Yeah, it's a combination of people who work in recovery aren't necessarily in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those who are addicts and alcoholics who work in recovery, and they work in recovery so much they don't seem to find time to work their program.
Yep. And also...
And people who are in the program that don't seem to have time to go to meetings.
Yeah, or desire to go to meetings and think it's all okay.
Because I did it.
Yeah, let's hear your story.
They put me on a pedestal.
Mark did do it. Look, he just took the boozy, not the trophy. Yeah, the humble trophy. He's got it underneath his arm.
Yes.
While he's sitting there in the chair.
Yep. In the Ugsy chair.
Well, I've seen, I used to sponsor a guy that worked at Charter Oak Hospital years ago. And this guy ran outpatient groups and did all this. And I'm like, how many meetings are you going to do? He goes, dude, I do recovery all day. I don't need any meetings. And I'm like, yeah, but when you're in your recovery groups, people are looking at you like you have the answers. What do you do when you need to share about what's going on with you? Because you don't do that much in those groups, do you? And he goes, well, no, I'm usually directing them on what to do. I'm like, so where's your recovery in that? And he goes, well, you know, I'm 12-stepping. I'm like, sort of, but where is your meetings?
Just because the oxygen mask falls in front of you, you still have to put it on.
Oh, you should have saved that for the end.
Yeah,
that's okay.
He'll have another one.
Gives us a topic to get into.
He'll have another one. I know a guy, and he works at a recovery facility, and he's real cognizant of that. He says, you know what? I work in recovery all the time. That's why I go to meetings at night, because if I don't, I never get to talk about my recovery. Or, you know, he goes, all I do is talk to newcomers all day. He goes, you know, that's not really the greatest way to advance my program. He goes, yeah, I get to hear a lot about what it used to be like, and it really makes me not want to go out there again, but it doesn't really help my program much. Now, Shell, you ever had anyone that said, oh, I don't want to go to meetings? Or you have a couple, you have a sponsee who's got a husband, and they both work in the program. Do they ever get that? They're pretty good about going to meetings, though, right?
No, they're pretty good. And when they can't, like right now, their schedules have changed a little bit, so it's difficult for them to get into our meetings around this area. So they're going to ones up by where they are. They're just going to wherever is closest on the time they have off.
Right.
Basically, their attitude, they have a really good attitude about it. They're like, because their days off, sometimes they're stable, sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it's, okay, we've got 3 hours. Where's the meeting? And they don't care what the meeting is or where it is, as long as they can get there and then get back to work. You know, and they're very aware of the fact that they need to keep going to meetings, especially her. Because she's very...
sick?
Well, no, it's not necessarily that. She's very... empathetic. She's when you're around that much raw emotion in newcomers, sometimes it seeps into you. Yeah, she cares. That's the problem. She really
hasn't learned
about
newcomers.
No, and she actually cares about the people that she works with. So she's very aware that she needs to make sure she gets to meetings so that she gets fed too.
Oh, that would have been bad final words either. Well, we're just zinging them out here. How about you, Mark? You know anyone that works in recovery, or do you know anyone that's like, hey, I'm like not going to go to meetings?
I know both. Which would you like to cover first?
Whichever one you want. Cover them both.
I have a friend of mine who works in recovery, and she was I would see her monthly when I'd do a panel at the location. And finally, after a couple months, I said, I haven't seen you lately at, you know, meeting that. She goes, yeah, they changed my schedule now. I don't get to that meeting anymore. So where are you going now? Suddenly something on her shoe was very interesting to her.
Away and down.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I called her a couple times and been to a meeting yet. So I walked into the panel last time and she goes, I went to a meeting the other night. I'm like, oh, good. So
isn't it funny how people seem to forget, you know, that the number one reason people go out is they start slacking off on meetings? Like, almost, you know, certainly not everybody, but like most people you ask, what happened? Well, I stopped going to meetings. Or I wake up back on meetings and I stopped going to meetings. And it's like, now I have a guy who hasn't been to a meeting in a while. And he's like, oh, but I'm okay. I'm like, yeah, not really.
Yeah.
And
why does he think it's okay?
Well, sort of because of you, actually, and my sponsor. Because both of you guys took a significant break from going to meetings.
After the first decade.
Well, and he will look at you guys and say, well, look, it was okay for them. Now, he put my sponsor on the spot at lunch today, and my sponsor said, yeah, it's really not a good idea. But then again, you know, like I think you had about 10 years.
Yep.
I think my sponsor had about
15, probably.
15 or 17 or something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's good, but I'll tell you what, if I was going to slack up on meetings, it'd probably be a better idea for me to do it now than it would have for me to do it at like a year or 2 years or something like that. I'm not saying it's good to do it at any time, but, you know, some people are, Mark included in here in this room, are the exception to the rule.
Yeah, they're lucky. That, I mean,
it's not a good idea. It really isn't.
No.
And if you're not working a stellar program as I have.
Where's that humble trophy? Give him the humble trophy again. Stellar program.
It's not real different from the stuff that I did that got me in the rooms in the first place. It's like I didn't get loaded, but I started doing all the stuff.
Well, I remember when
I
you
started
came,
feeling all the pain.
I remember when you came back, you look a little crispy around the edges.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember what you looked like that first night. I'm like,
I'm looking at him. I'm like, I think I know you from somewhere. And he's like, yeah, this meeting. I'm like, long time ago, right?
Yeah,
and he goes,
meeting, I started it.
Because I was like the only person that he recognized in the entire room. And I'm like, yeah, a long time ago. And you're like, yeah, it was a while ago.
Your hair was longer.
Yeah, I'm like, Mark? Yeah.
So,
how about you, Shelley?
What about me?
You had sponsees, suddenly they didn't want to go to meetings?
Yeah, they decided that they were going to stay sober their way. They didn't want to go to meetings anymore, but for some reason still wanted me to sponsor them. This happened to me twice.
One of them not that long ago, right?
Right, and my basic response is, all I know how to do is take you through the steps. If you don't want to do that, all I can say basically is, you know, don't lose my number. You might need it. Because I can't do anything else. That's all I know how to do.
True.
I'm spending a lot of time getting in touch with my higher power. I don't need meetings right now.
Well, you know, when we're going back on the people that work in recovery all the time, I can see the attraction to not going to meetings because...
Sure.
You spend all day in the recovery milieu, and then you're supposed to spend the whole evening there, too. It's like at some point you feel like, geez, I want something else in my life as well, like to watch a movie or maybe read a book or something instead of...
Get laid,
you know,
something, yeah.
Something, anything other
than...
So
go to the morning meeting.
Constant program.
And you get home at night, you're good to go.
Yeah, but then you got to get up early.
Yeah, it's. I'm just saying, I can see where the...
Ready for the justifications?
I can see where the the
justifications come
from? The seductiveness of not wanting to, you know, wanting to just chill. But at the same time, it's like, you know, psychiatrists, they always have a psychiatrist.
I've never met a psychologist that didn't need one.
Yeah, well, but that's part of the thing is that you're constantly working with these people, and I'm sure it's the same in recovery.
Making you mental?
Yeah, you need a place to, because you start to identify with them and, you know, it's...
Get into their drama?
Yeah.
Like from the last show?
You would need some place to go. I mean, but I can see why they might slack off on meetings, but...
I had a guy who I sponsored that started going to a different kind of meeting, started going to Celebrate Recovery, and was very, very, very involved in his church, which I've always said is not a bad idea. You want to be involved in your church, be involved in your church.
Yep.
But he was getting involved to a point where he wasn't doing any 12-step anymore.
Yeah, that'll get you loaded.
And Celebrate Recovery has got a modicum of that in it. I don't want to down that program because they get the same success rate as everyone else. But what he found after a while was he needed to do both. And he was running these CR meetings, and he was like in charge of something, you know, like a secretary and this and that, and he was doing it all. And then one day he comes back to a meeting and he's like, wow, I needed an AA meeting or a CA meeting, because I needed a regular meeting, a non-secular meeting.
Yeah, the issue with that is you get people that get really tied up in CR, and they then invite their CR friends to come to other 12-step fellowships, but they get real touchy about the fact that some of the sharing isn't quite as following.
People swear.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you.
People swear.
I didn't have anything. I went to a couple CR meetings because he was running them just to check them out. I didn't have any problem with them, really. The only thing that I saw that was a little strange to me, and I understand why they do it, because God should be able to fix anybody's problem. But they'd separate the men and the women. Got no problem with that. Probably a good idea. But everybody went to the same meeting. So there was like three alcoholics and a couple drug addicts and a couple compulsive shoppers. Yeah. And there was the one porn addict. And I'm like, I wonder if this guy is really going to share as honestly as he would share if he was in a room with nothing but other porn addicts. Because where is this guy's identification, at least early on? We know that as you're in the program a while, it's like I can identify with a compulsive shopper because I know how to identify with people. But, man, when I'm new, do I really want to talk about how I'm yanking my crank, you know, at every opportunity when the guy next to me is talking about his alcohol problem? It just didn't seem right to me.
Well, first of all, if you're at the crystal meth meeting or the cocaine meeting or any of those meetings, more than likely – people are going to relate when you're sharing.
Yes.
You know, I was sitting in a motel
room. You mean if you're a porn addict?
Yeah. I was sitting in a motel room for 3 days. You know what else there is to do? What else is there to do in a motel room?
Watch porn.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much it. So, Shelly, since you already did some awesome final words before we were at the final, what were your final words on skating around the edge be?
All the fun stuff happens in the middle of the rink. Get involved.
Ooh, there you go. Not too shabby there, Shelly. Mark, what are your final
hockey
words?
Term, if you're skating on the edge, you're liable to get checked into the boards.
Oh, wow. Listen.
You're on the spot now, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Always skate on the thickest part of the ice.
Which is usually the edge.
The edge.
No, the edge is where the water's the shallowest.
No,
that's the part that freezes first and freezes hardest.
It might freeze first and hardest, but it's
also
the thinnest. And it's the thinnest ice. It's the thinnest ice because let's say you're going to get 2 feet ice. The stuff around the edge is only 4 inches thick.
Okay.
Stuff out in the middle is 2 feet thick.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so mine's not as good as yours. So what? Mine was the best ever. Give me that Tumble Trophy. Mark, we got a friend back east.
We do. That would be Bruce.
The Other White Meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery house or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce and he will be happy to send you some copies to strew about the location.
He will be.
And if you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce to give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome, Shelly.
Yes.
People are listening to our really big shoe.
Great. Any way that you listen is awesome.
We're number 9 in the world today.
Great.
That's pretty good.
But if you could go to recovery101.net, which is our page, and click on one of the shows, you can click like or permalink. And if you are already a member of Podomatic, that's great. You've been counted. It helps us with the numbers. If you're not, you may become a member. It's free. And
it's fun.
Okay. And if you say so.
I do.
Now, where was I? Oh, you can add us to playlists. You can... follow us. You can like old shows. You can leave comments and topic suggestions. If you leave a topic suggestion, please do it at the top show so Bruce sees it easily. You should do that.
Awesome. There you go. If you're on Facebook, you can like us or follow us on our Recovery 101 Radio Show Facebook page. We kind of got that up and rolling. We're already up to, we just kind of started it. We're already up to like 700 people. So it's zipping right along. We also have a closed group on Facebook, which is a Recovery 101 radio group. You can petition to be a member there. If you post stuff on there, it won't show up on your regular news feed. So if you want to be anonymous, that's the place to go. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself too damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Matt Land.
There you go. Well, Shelly's just with it tonight. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Good night.
And take care of you.
Time losing your mind to things.